Erev Tov, good evening. One of the very thorny issues that comes up, obviously, every year with reference to Neros Chanukah is discussed by the Mechaber in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Tes. There's one sif. The title of this sif is Tov Resh Ayin Tes, Ubo Sif Echad. I remember years ago, there was a Rebbe of mine who asked on this language. Usually, the Mechaber, when he begins every Sif, he more or less presents a précis of what he's discussing. And here, there's no discussion. It just says, Tov Resh Ayin Tes, Ubo Sif Echad. So I will leave that as a conundrum with you, and perhaps you will give it thought, because everything in the Mechaber was formulated in a very precise kind of way. The Chabad Paskins be'erev Shabbos madlikin ner Chanukah tchila ve'achagach ner Shabbos. First we light Neros of Chanukah, and then we light Neros of Shabbos. The Ben Ish Chai in Hilchos Chanukah mentions, and we already alluded to this in the past, that a woman should wait before she lights Neros of Shabbos. She should wait till her husband lights Neros of Chanukah. And the time that he brings is Al-Pi HaSod, Al-Pi HaKabbalah. He quotes from the Ari HaKadosh, that if one lights Ner Shabbos before, then there's a begam. But he also mentions there's no need to wait for her husband to complete lighting all the Neros. Let's assume it's day number two, as in the course of this year, Thursday night is the first night of Chanukah, Friday night is the second night of Chanukah. It's efficient, the Ikar on there, that should be lit before she lights Neros of Shabbos. The reason is fairly evident why the Mechaber Paskins, first you light Ner Chanukah and then Ner Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Tzivkat Nalef over there, because once you light Neros of Shabbos, you're mekabel upon yourself Shabbos. Most poskim disagree, and they are distinguishing between men and women, as we mentioned already in the past. Namely, that Kabbalah Shabbos for a woman is with Halagas Aner, that's the position of the Bahag, quoted by the Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos. And for a man, it's in the course of davening, whether it's L'chadodi, or Mizmor Shilei on Shabbos, or Baruch Hu. But the Ramah has a famous psak that a woman could also be anchored tonight. She's able to condition her lighting of Neros Shabbos that she's not doing a Kabbalah Shabbos. For example, women who go to the Kosel after they light Neros Shabbos in a taxi, living in Yerushalayim, and of course they're going to arrive there before Shkia, they want to daven there on Friday night, they're allowed to do so as long as they make a tonight that they're not a Kabbalah Shabbos with Halakas Aner. And the Ikar Kabbalah Shabbos is B'machshava. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Sidkot and Aleph again, that for a woman, since the minig is that most likely she's Mekabel Shabbos with the Hadlokas and Neros, so therefore she's not going to light Neros Chanukah subsequently. She would ask someone else to go ahead and do the lighting. So that's what the Mechaber Paskins. First we light Ner Chanukah, and then we light Ner Shabbos. The Ramah adds, Umavarech Aleim Kumo B'chol, that you're going to make a bracha the way you make in the course of the week, Erev Shabbos as well. And this is, of course, the subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim. You're lighting when it's still day. We mentioned in the Shira yesterday, the Gemara says, Shraga b'tiyaro l'may mehanya. And there it doesn't really have much function in terms of illumination when the Ner is being lit in the course of the day. Because in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlokes about an individual who's going to be Madlik Neros Chanukah before Shkia. Yesh Omrin, one opinion says he's not going to make a bracha. Of course, on Erev Shabbos, certainly you are going to make a bracha, because that was the takona, perhaps on Erev Shabbos, you're going to light before Shkia, before Ben Hashmashos. And as I said, this is the subject of a discussion among the Gdolei HaRishonim. Since we have no choice on Erev Shabbos, we have no choice but to light Neros Chanukah earlier. So that's what we do. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings that dafka miplag hamincha ve'elach. the Igros Moshe and Chelik Dalet Siman Beis writes, if you examine the poskim, the Stimas HaPoskim seems to be mashma. You can be madlik even before Shkia, a lot of time before Shkia. But clearly the Ikar Azman says, Hagoyna Moshe Feinstein, that's all, is Kedem B'Somach L'Nero Shabbos. As close as possible to the lighting of the Neros of Shabbos. If your intention is not to light Neros Shabbos only Somach L'Shkia, you should not light from Plaga Mincha. But since we don't find this among the Dolei HaRishonim, you wouldn't have to light once again. And I saw in the Mardim Uzmanim that he contends, Rav Sternbach, he has it twice in Chelik Beis, Siman Kuf Nun Beis, and Chelik Vav, Siman Pei Dalet. He quotes from Rishonim that it's not totally on my Kabbalah Shabbos. It has to be Samach L'Knesis HaShabbos. So once you try to light within a half hour, Samach L'Shabbos. The Briska Av, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik that his uncle, the Briska Av, had a Tmiya on the Minhag Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, many have the practice of accepting Shabbos 40 minutes before Shkia. And the same applies in Erev Shabbos Chanukah. And the Briska Av was Tomea on that Minhag, to light candles so much earlier. So undoubtedly, those who light candles, or those who are going to use Shemen, of course, they're going to make sure that the Neros will continue to be lit way after Shkia, after Seser Kechavim, and that's generally what people do. Those who use candles are going to use, obviously, larger candles. Those who use Shemen are going to put a lot more oil into the Chanukiah in order to make sure that it burns and that it illumines after Tzeisak HaChavim, that you have in this half hour that you'll be able to see the Neros of Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafrei Shayin Tes, in the same Siman, in Sifkot and Beis, quotes the name of Dolei Achronim, that L'chatchila, the ideal is to daven Mincha first, and then light Neros Chanukah. Because otherwise, Mishnah Berurah says, it's a tarte nesasvei. Since you are lighting Bod Hayom Godol, it's still day, so you're samech on the kula that from Plaga Mincha on is considered to be Laila. So how could you daven Mincha subsequently? Kayadua, there's a famous machlokas in the Gemara to when one could daven Mincha, whether one could daven Mincha actually till Shkia Sachama, or Mincha actually is till Plaga Mincha, machlokas in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, the Yavin Kamar Avad, according to one man, the Omar, you daven Mincha till Plag, if the Plag is already Laila, you can already daven Mayriv. The other man, the Omar, says you can daven Mincha till Shkia. And then after Shkia is Mayriv in general, we are concerned about this problem in terms of those who want to be Mekabel Shabbos earlier in the summer. And that's a very universal kind of minug, primarily in America, but it is unfortunately come to Eretz Yisrael as well in the course of time. I once said a shiur on this topic in my former shul, approximately 30 reasons why one should not do so, why one should not daven early on Erev Shabbos, but we have to be melamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael, but at least one should minimally be concerned about the issue of trei kula desasvi adodi. One should not paskin like both positions, namely daven mincha after plag and mayer before shkia. That would be inappropriate, and even though that's also something that often happens in America, they have a zman kavua for mincha, irrespective of when. The times are 7 o'clock. That's the holy hour. That's the sacred hour which they daven. And they're not concerned about the trei kula desasvi adodi, which lachatchila certainly is inappropriate. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Tafrei Shayin Tes in Cotton Bays indicates one should daven mincha first and then light Neros Chanukah. Otherwise, it's a tarte desasvi. Because since you're lighting when it's still early and Erev Shabbos, the samech on the kula from Plaga Mincha is already nightfall. So how could you daven afterwards mincha? I imagine that many follow the psak of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal as well, that he contended a woman who lights Neros Shabbos and Mekabel Shabbos with Hadlogas Aner can no longer daven Mincha. That would be a stira to her Kabbalas Aneros. The Ben Ish Chai writes the following Loshen when he talks about this, that one has to be careful of Erev Shabbos, She Yispala Mincha, V'achagach Madlikin, V'lo Yaseh Kiminig HaBurim. He says, one should not follow the minhag of those that are under the weather, as it were, that is to say, they're not sufficiently literate, and they're not aware of the fact that first Madlikin Echanaka, Yachaka Mispalim, the Havikitab de Sasa. He mentions this theorem in Eubay that one has to be careful about. The Birkei Yosef and other Achrayim bring another reason, because we wanted to be similar to the Menorah Shebemigdash. There they were makir the Tamid Shabbein Abayim before they were madlik near Chanukah, before they were madlik the Menorah, rather. And if there's a Tata Nisasvei, so one should first daven Mincha, even if he has to daven B'yechidos, similar to what the Shaar Tzion writes in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Sivkot and Tezayin, the person davens Mincha after Plag, he should daven Marim, Hibod Yom, as I mentioned earlier, the Tvei Kula Nisasvei Adodi. And even if he doesn't get a minyan, that's what one should be knowing, that one should daven, as I said, B'yechidos. However, there are others that disagree with this entire position, and they contend the minhag ha'olam is to light Neras Chanukah before Mincha. And in terms of the arguments that we just presented from the Ben Ishchai and others, that firstly, it should be domeh l'menorah shebemikdash, we know that not everything is domeh l'menorah shebemikdash. We don't necessarily compare and contrast everything to the other. And as far as the question of Tata Nisasrei, he argues that maybe that's the Iker Azman, the Chazal Mesakin. Not because of the Shit of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that after Plaga Mincha is considered to be nighttime already. Because every Chanukah has an Erev Shabbos. And since the Rishonim say, Yev Shabinyan Acher, they'll convey that that's the Iker Azman Ha'adloka. Hagoyim Ravad Yosef Zatzal has the Tshuva and Yabia Omer. He brings many Achronim that are not Machmir. And he says, if you're going to be Mafsid Tzula B'tzibur, or there'll be a Tircha, then you don't have to necessarily daven before Hadokas Neros. And from the Lashon of the Shaar Tzion that I mentioned a moment ago in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, he speaks about Tata Nisasrei. So he argues, that's only if you light a substantial amount of time before Shkia. And the Lashon of the Shaar Tzion, of the Mishnah Berurah, is Mikevin Shemadlik Beod Hayom Godol, which means a lot of time is left till nightfall. And that's mentioned in Simon Reish Mem Tes Sif Aleph. So apparently the reason is the following, because you have to light before Shkia. So Chazal were not Metzamtzeim. They said you're allowed to light Neros Chanukah a bit of time beforehand, but if you light a substantial amount of time before Shkia, obviously it's totally the Machloges, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, when nightfall begins. I heard from Rav Levinsohn Shlita, and then I found in the Halicha Shlomo of Agoyin of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that if the first day of Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, and you're lighting, and then you're davening Mincha, so then he paskin, you have to say Alanisim in the Tefillah of Mincha. Because according to your Hanhoga, since you already daven, and in fact, since you already lit Neres Chanukah, and now you're davening in the Tefillah, so it's already Chanukah. And the Pashtas of the Poskim is not mashma like that. This is also an issue that occurs on Purim night. On Purim night, we say, V'al anisim, I'm makpid with the Vav HaChibur, as I mentioned already in the earlier shir, that V'al anisim, that we say it already in Ma'ariv HaPurim. And the question is, how? Purim is not chal till Kriyas HaMegillah. Why would we say V'al anisim? So here we have a similar kind of psak of Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. But again, that's only if a person is Madlik Neres Chanukah Bo Hayom Godol. Then you could argue you've already paskin clearly like Rabbi Yehuda, after Plag HaMincha is Laila. If you're Madlik some of the Shkia, it's not Mistabo like that. Okay, that's one of the issues that was raised. Someone asked me another issue, which is a very practical issue as well. A person lights B'Pesach Beisov B'Bachutz, he lights outside. Today I heard from a number of Talmidim of mine in the yeshiva that they told me that there is the practice as well. They're in Chutz Laaretz. They live in many different parts of the United States of America. And they light with a glass menorah, kilu they were in Eretz Yisrael. I think that's a rare kind of phenomena from what I can understand. Most people light inside, the way the Ramos says, based on the Baal HaTesis. But let's say a person lights outside. So one of them asked me the following question. His father lights with a gold menorah, which was given to his parents when they became a chassan of the kala, and it's a menorah that's worth, he told me, between $5,000 and $10,000. It's a rather expensive kind of menorah. And now the question is, I don't want to leave it there, and it should remain there the entire Shabbos, assuming I light outside. The same thing could exist in Eretz Yisrael. So So now the question is, am I allowed to move it? The issue, that's what he asked me, Halacha Lamaisa today, what should he tell his parents? So generally, what did they do till now, I asked them. He said they had Shomrim outside the entire time. They had a Toranut, first his father, then his mother, then all the children, and they remained there as long as the menorah was lit, which could sometimes be for hours. So then they decided not to put so much shemen in the menorah, try to minimize the amount of shemen. They try to quantify it in terms of a half hour. This way there should not be a tircha, the tzibura. And they more or less put themselves in a very difficult predicament. So he asked me, is there an eitzah? I told him there's an eitzah. The eitzah is to put on the bottom of the menorah. The menorah actually is on a kind of pedestal. Apparently the pedestal is also kind of a very chashuv pedestal. Obviously it has to fit the menorah, has to be in sync with the golden menorah. You have to have a proper base as well. Otherwise it wouldn't be matim. They should put there a davar chashuv. So they asked me, what's a davar chashuv? Put there tachshitim. Put there different types of jewelry or whatever it may be. Memela becomes a bus as a davar chashuv amuta. Once it becomes a bus as a davar chashuv amuta, then you have a basis to go ahead and remove it before, let's say, since you can't really be metal to the menorah to Motzei Shabbos, now you'll be able to carry this bus which has his davar mutter, has tachshitim, so then you'll be allowed to do so. The Prima Godim in Reishai and Tess, in the Eshel Avron, brings this lahalocha. I went looking. He says, if you put on the tas referring to the base for the menorah, a davar chashuv, what's called the davar chashuv? Kimacho v'chadome or kelim chashuvim. If you put their chashuv kelim or some chashuv v'michol, maybe Yerushalmi kugels that come in this package, so perhaps that's considered to be a chashuv v'michol, that would be permissible. And then he writes, v'lo domi le menorah, that is this the same as a menorah that's found, let's say, in a person's home? This also was the same issue. Menorah on the kitchen table, a menorah on the dining room table, on the where the Suda Shabbos is going to be had, can I move it? So there, the halacha is, it's not going to help to put some nice, succulent, aromatic, well-scented angel's challah on top of the menorah or on the tas, on the base of the menorah, in order to make the menorah a basis, l'shalheves, or l'pas, Mechaber writes that in Siv Gimel, because the menorah is primarily designated l'shalheves, not for the pas. But here it's different. Because this tas, this pedestal where I have the golden menorah, sometimes I do put on it other things. So there is a distinction between the menorah, the candelabrum in one's home, and the candelabrum outside this golden menorah. If it's only miyuchal the neros, then it's not going to help. Because then it's the pas on the menorah. However, if one uses that tas, that base for other items as well, then there's a makom lahakel to create a basis, the davar ha'asur v'hamutar. I saw that others bring Harav Pinchas Badner Shlita as a sefer ha'muktza. I went looking around, and I saw that he quotes in the name of Hagon Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that it's not going to help, and it's not comparable to a shulchan where the tas is miyuchad only for the menorah. But it could very well be that b'dar klal on Shabbos people put on it Dvarim Chashuvim, it will be permissible. And again, the bottom line is, it depends really if you use it for other things or not. So there's always an Eitzah, again, to place. If the Tas is not Miyuchad the Menorah, but we put on it other Dvarim Chashuvim, this is Makom LaHakel regarding this matter. So he quickly called his father to tell him about this wonderful piece of information in order that they should be able to somehow move that Golden Menorah. He told me that for years, the entire Friday night and Shabbos, they didn't sleep the entire Shabbos. Merov daga about this golden menorah. So I indicated to them that I think this is a proper eitzah. And even though the tas does not become awesome midin buses, but still when you metal to the tas, you metal to the menorah min atzad, tilt the atzad is only mutal the tzarech davar hamutar. It depends on your kavana. If you don't want to leave it there because tzarech limkomo, you're allowed to be metal to it. But if you metaltel the tas, that is the base, the tzarech ha-menorah itself, in order that it should break or shouldn't be in any way, and nothing should impact it, so the tzarech davar ha-asr, that would be asr. But if you put a tachshit there, because you don't want to leave it exposed, so then the question is whether that would help or not. But here the eitzah, as I said, that would this be called the basis of davar asa, davar hamutar? There is al mi lismach, even though this is the subject itself of a major machlokas. Since we began with the hadlokas neiros on erev Shabbos, we should go to Tafresh Pei Aleph that discusses hadlokas neiros Chanukah and Motzei Shabbos. Mr. Brewer brings the machlokas achronim in Tafresh Pei Aleph, the gabe hadlokas neiros Chanukah and Motzei Shabbos. People always become confused about this matter in the Seder Hadvarim, what comes first, what comes second. This is a subject of confusion. My entire life, I've been confused about this matter. Namely, do you do Abdullah first, or do you light Neros Chanukah first? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Machlokes Achronim, the Ovad Kemar Ovad. You essentially could do either of the two this way. This will now allay any confusion that anybody has. We'll continue to be confused, but it doesn't make a difference. Yesh al milismoch in other direction. Now, it seems to me, for what I gather, that the minhag ha'olam, if I recall correctly, is to first make havdalah when it comes to hadlaka in the house. And in the shul, we reverse it. In the shul, the minhag is to be madlik kodem, and that's how the Aruch HaShulchan writes la'alocha, that in the shul, hadlakas neiros comes first, and at home, we do the reverse. And of course, the machlokas is, if a person is going to be madlik, bitoch ikar azman, which is within a half hour of tzeis kochavim, I don't know if that's possible to light within a half hour of tzeis kochavim in Eretz Yisrael, where you can daven maariv 20 minutes after shkia. That seems to be the minhag of many, especially in the so-called moonlight minyanim that are very popular here in Eretz Yisrael. Many years ago when I came to Eretz Yisrael, approximately 25, I wrote an article against the Moonlight Binyanim. Many reasons why it's inappropriate, besides the fact that there's a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, one should be Koveya, a Mokom B'yuchad the Tefillah, it's called the Beis HaKnesses, Bayi Shemegadim Bo Tefillah, and one should be Miyachei the Mokom in the Beis HaKnesses, and dabbing it outside presents many, many formidable halachic issues that one has to be cognizant of, unless one is within a Chatzer, a Goder, and there's no issue of Tzoa, and there's no issue of being diverted in terms of your attention, and you can have the ideal kavanah. Of course, all that is not possible. And I wrote a very passionate article against this. And then someone who davens in the Moonlight Minyanim for his entire life in Eretz Yisrael, so then he responded to me equally as passionately as I responded. And then we went back and forth. We could probably write a whole kuntras based on our back and forth. But whatever the case is, the question is here, on Motzei Shabbos, what to do first? We have, again, a conflict of two different conflicting the siddurata, namely todi b'sheno todi todi kodem, principle we discussed already a number of times. On the other hand, presume nisa adif, the Gemara and Shabbos as well, and also dinim and shulchan aruch. But if by virtue of making havdalah first, you'll light after the ikar zman hadlaka, so then pashut, one should light neros Chanukah kodem. The Vilna Gaon has a statement in Ma'aser Rav. I don't know how he was able to perform this miracle, but the Gaon was Molei v'godesh nisim, unquestionably. If you light a half hour after tchila shkia, zachshasha v'brachal batala. So what did the Gaon do on Motzei Shabbos? So the Rav Tukachinsky in the Sefer Kuntzis HaNeshef writes that really 7 minutes after shkia, you can daven ma'ariv here in Eretz Yisrael, because the halacha requires three kochavim benonim, and he says if you're in an area that's not polluted, you'll see three kochavim benonim 7 minutes after shkia. Where is that in Eretz Yisrael? I have yet to find that makom, but I imagine it does exist here somewhere where there's no pollution. Now, in Chutz Aretz, there we have a prominent rav here. You have a much bigger problem. Hagoyin Rosh HaFeinstein, that's all. I don't know how long they wait in Johannesburg on Motzei Shabbos to daven ma'ariv. I imagine it's similar to probably, maybe not the same as America. America, Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas, 55 minutes, you know, people wait 60 minutes.
Johannesburg is on the same line as Israel. We're on the same meridian. So the time's exactly the same. But here it would be 18.
Okay, so it's possible within a half hour after shkia to actually do so theoretically. Such a thing is theoretically possible. Assume one daven 7 minutes after shkia, and one sees three stars, and it's not polluted, and then you'll be able to light Neros Chanukah within that half hour. So that issue is a bad problem for those who are medaktik for the Ikar Zman Hadlaka, which, as I said, is according to the Vilna Gaon, it's a problem. And the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavir Rav, indicated that as well, that you have to be Madlik before Havdalah, Madlik Neros Chanukah, because otherwise that you'll run into this issue of the half hour. You will not necessarily light within a half hour after Shkia. So it would seem that seems to be a significant factor. I'll read the Lashon of the Maaser Rav in Os Reish Lamed Zayin. The Gaon writes, "B'motzei Shabbos Chanukah, mizdarzin ma'ed, l'spal ma'ed b'muktam ha'efshari. You daven ma'ed as early as possible. Kedei shelo yavar zman ha'adloka, v'yafsid ha'bracha." And I heard from Hagoyim Rav David Solshlit.
What does that mean today, in the days of electricity, when I would think there's no rush for Achdech L'Argel L'Oshok is not going to be a half hour after Shkia. People are up and about for hours and hours after Shkia. So is there still a need to rush to Maariv and Motzei Shabbos, or it doesn't really matter?
On the contrary, we're going to argue shortly why you should not do so. But the point being is Rabbi
not rush Maariv.
Says, Kleis Regel L'Oshok today depends where you live. As I said, in my former neighborhood at 10 o'clock, they would have the chocolate milk and go to sleep. And don't Chas V'Shalom call them 10:15 because everyone gets Gezel Shina. But in other neighborhoods, where obviously things are a bit more lebedik, in New York City, there's no close regel menashuk. It's non-existent. The entire night, they're dancing and prancing around the streets. And therefore, perhaps there's no close regel menashuk. And even there it's themselves, Rabbi Freimig indicates, close regel menashuk would be clearly later than a half hour after Shkia. I'm just mentioning that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach mentions in Halicha Shlomo, I heard this from Rav Levin Sol Shlit a number of times, that his Rebbe would say over, Ad kama nizdarzu gdole Yerushalayim lahadik ner Chanukah miyad masoy Shabbos. Despite Harav Feinberg Shlita's wonderful svara, and despite everything else, they were very medactic on what they said in the Maaser Rav, and the going that one should be careful to light within a half hour after Shkia on Matzoy Shabbos. Now, as I said, it could very well be that on Matzoy Shabbos they were masakin another's man. Because let's say if a person were to daven Maariv and then go home and then make Havdalah first, so it's going to be, as I said, after a half hour after Tzetzak Chavim. And there is a kuntres, which is called kuntres hamoed in the base brisk. There are many, many kuntres published by either members of the family of brisk, a talmidim of brisk, or people connected with brisk, and there's literally a spate of such kuntresim. So one of them is called kuntres hamoed in the base brisk. It's on Omen Membeis. He quotes in the Biskorov that he said, Zman Hadlaka Shachol Lechud, Uzman Hadlaka Shematzoi Shabbos Lechud. There are two different Zmanim of Hadlaka, one during the week and one on that takes place on Matzoi Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah and Tafrei Shayin Beis, Sifkot Nalav, writes that those who are knowing every night to daven Maariv before Hadlaka's Ner Chanukah, so they should make sure at least they prepare the Neros beforehand, because if they do after, they have to prepare after Tfilas Maariv. Certainly, says Mishnah Berurah, there's a chash, the Ikar Zman Hadlaka is going to pass in Kolshkin Motzei Shabbos, if the minig is to say Havdalah before. So, as I indicated, that this issue is the subject of an enormous amount of discussion, and I understood that Hagoyin Rav Hillel Lopyan, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, at the Levaya of Hagoyin Rav Hillel Lopyan, so, Hagoyin Rav Chaim Shulevitz, that tzar was maspidim. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Shulevitz at one point was diagnosed with cancer of the tongue. And the doctors told him that his tongue is going to have to be cut out. So he didn't know what to do. So he went to Rav Eli, Hagoyin Rav Eli Lapyan, Zeretzal Debrocha, and he told him not to do it. And Rav Chaim then, in a discussion with him, asked him, my high, what's the basis of it? And so he told him, it's a pasuk with you. And this is very relevant to you and your entire persona. Hamoves v'achayim b'yad haloshim. That your koach is the koach hadibur, the koach of saying shiurim and shmuzin to klal Yisrael. And therefore, undoubtedly, the Ribbono Shel Olam will, in effect, give you the ability to continue to be mamshich, and you won't be affected. And chas v'sholom, even though normally one would follow the wishes of doctors. Here he did not do so, and he lived for many, many years. So at his levaya, he said to Rab Eli, Ayashikach Godel Rab Eli, that you saved my life. Hamovus v'achayim yad aloshim. Rab Eliyahu Lapyan was an astounding personality. So he, Rab Eliyahu Lapyan, said the following. This I heard from Hagoyin Rabbi Leo Levine in Lakewood. He said over, he learned in Kfar Sidim. He's an Eretz Yisrael digger, Hagoyin himself. So he learned in Kfar Sidim when Aveli was the Mashkiach in Yeshiva Kfar Sidim. He said Aveli Lapyan was knowing this is the minig of Mashkichim that would give a shmooze before Maariv and Motzei Shabbos. I was zeicher for a fair number of years to hear the shmooze of Hagoyin and Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal. It was outstanding, just beyond belief. Magid and his sichos were absolutely fantabulous. Number of times I heard him in Nachlun Lucha here in Beit Shemesh. So this was the practice of many mashgichim. And in Itri, when I learned also this was a practice that the mashgiach, Hagoyin Rabbi Yamin Zilber, Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik, would say a shmuz, I'm going to say Shabbos. Before Maariv, on Shabbos Chanukah, he was also Maariv Rabbi Eli Lapyan. So of course they asked him. They showed him the Luach of Eretz Yisrael, and the Luach had said, I'm going to say Shabbos Chanukah, once you be makdim to be daven earlier, to daven Maariv earlier, because we're worried about missing the Ikar Zman of Ner Chanukah. So his response was, he became very angry, and he said, who said to issue such psokim? So clearly, Rabbi Eli Lapyan was not concerned about this problem, maybe because of Rabbi Feinberg, Shlita, what you said earlier. And the issue goes even further. There are people who are makbid on Abinatam. I've had for many years, and I asked this question to Hagoyin Gadol Sol Shlita many years ago. It would seem to me the Goyin who has a taina on Abinatam, Hachush Machish, that taina is especially current and relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you're in the northern latitudes, namely you're someone who comes from, I discovered, Rabbi Shor, that the further north you are in England, the less I understand you. That's how I understand where a person lives. So if you live way up there in Gateshead or in Newcastle, then you don't understand what the person is talking about, Bechlal. So that seems to be the criteria in terms of that. I'm just joking halfway. But whatever the case is, there are people who are makbid on Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan in Eretz Yisrael seems to be very difficult. Hachush machish, as I mentioned, Rav Kuntris Haneshev, Rav Tukuchinsky, Zatzal Paskin. 7 minutes after Shkia, one can see three stars. So, mazeh Rabbi Natan. What relevance does Rabbi Natan have over here? I discussed this with a number of Gdol Yisrael, and some Gdol Yisrael, many of them are still makbid on the Shidu Rabbi Natan here in Eretz Yisrael. So let's assume you're makbid on the Shidu Rabbi Natan in Eretz Yisrael. So again, I'm going to say Shabbos Chanukah, also you should be makbid on the Shita of Rabbi Natan. And some say it's totally why you do so. If you know it because of Sfeg of the Dino, that's what Hagoyin Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal writes in Or Chaim and Chelek Dalid, that the reason why people are not Rabbi Natan, there's a Sfeg of the Dino over here. So clearly, mi yochol achriya b'machlokes hazos. How could someone give achra in this machlokes of Deli Eilam, Goyni Eretz? So also, Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, someone asked me, yeah, he holds up in the Tam over here. I told him that not to be Mekel. But if really a person holds like the Goyim, and that's the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, but he wants to be Machmir. So it seems to me, in that situation, he should not be Machmir. He should light Neres Chanukah earlier. And I saw that quote in the name of the Stipler Zatzal, and also in the name of Hagoyin of Echil Michal Feinstein Zatzal, the son of Rav Brisgorov, that he said that the Beis Halev was knowing not to wait on Motzei Shabbos Rabbi Natan, but he said that Rav Chaim was knowing to wait Rabbi Natan, and the Beis Halev was knowing like Rabbi Natan b'toras chumra, and the Rav Chaim was choshesh for that shita Rabbi Natan b'ikra din. Okay, that needs another discussion. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva Nigros Moshe, he writes that in the United States b'ikra din the zman of Rabbi Natan is 50 minutes after Shkia, but he writes over there roi libnei Torah b'yirei Hashem Yisbarach. Lahamtin ad shivim mushtayim dakos. Bnei Torah should wait 72 minutes in Chutz Laaretz, in America. And Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, they shouldn't have to rush because of Neres Chanukah. And certainly, he says, and this is what Rabbi Feinberg Shlita pointed out earlier, she'ikra hadloka hu libnei beiso. Where primarily, as Rabbi Natan writes in the Rambam quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the ikra hadloka today is bifnim, is libnei bayis, and therefore, one does not have to be concerned regarding this particular matter. I was asked today a question. There are many chatzeros that people are davening in. And now the question is, should they light Neros Pesach Knesses in those Chatzeros between Mincha and Maariv. This was asked of me by three different Chatzeros in the last 2 days. One is where I presently live, where there's been a minyan kavua Baruch Hashem for 7-8 months. A second is the Mokom Chanaya, the doubling under a Chanaya. The third is a place that they daven in the park. So three people asked me this question, three different groups of people. So I was debating the question in light of what I discussed yesterday, Shir, what the Mokor for lighting in the Reis HaKnesses is. If the Mokor is because it's Deim HaLemigdosh, I don't think the park or the Chanaya or the cul-de-sac is Deim HaLemigdosh. If the reasoning is based on the Vilna Gaon, the Bi'ah Gro'ah, who says that it's based on the Yerushalmi, which is the Mokor for the Mechaber and Leila Seder, davening Maariv, and then saying Hallel, which is the Minig of Sfardim, and yet Minig Eretz Yisrael, many in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkenazim, who follow Minhag Yagro, follow this practice. I don't know if Kvod HaRav, Shlita, I think you said they don't do this in Chutz La'aretz, but in the United States, especially in New York, with Talmidim, Rav Soloveitchik, many of them instituted this practice, and they say Hallel in Teaneck, New Jersey, the number of Talmidim, or Talmidim, Rav Soloveitchik, and the like, are going to Mordechai Willig, are going to Herschel Schachter, and there are a group of others as well. And I did that for many, many years since I became a Rav. That was my practice, institute in all the shuls I was a Rav, institute the saying of Hallel. But it's in the Minhag Eretz Yisrael in many, many places. Many Ashkenazim follow that particular practice. And so the question is, if based on that concept of Pesumei Nisa, maybe there is a notion of Pesumei Nisa that exists even in the Chanaya and the Chotzer, and maybe even in the park, since they told me it's a Mokum Kavua in the park where they had this minion. As a matter of fact, the minion there is a Kalbach minion. And they go on, Baruch Hashem, for hours and hours, both on Shabbos morning. You can actually finish your Suda and they're still at it. And Friday night, Baruch Hashem, Kol HaMarech, Bidvarim She'iru B'Shehoyu, HaRezim B'Shubach. That's Lashon Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Berek Zayin. But kanirah, it applies to the music of Friday night as well. So whatever the case is, it seems that maybe there is a Svara of Pesumei Nisa, but I mentioned yesterday that Hagoyin of Yaakov Kamenetsky said that to light in Ulamei Smachot, as people do, in the different types of Smachot that they have, Chasanis and what have you, he said, he called it, Das is Agalechta. He said, it's a joke. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, it's not a joke, it's just a Bracha Levatola. There's no basis for it. Now, the argument that they present, which is found in Rabbi Avadi Yosef's Zatzal's Tshuva, said you can turn the Ulam Smachot into a kind of mini Beis HaKnesses. You daven the Mincha Maariv, so therefore, since you daven Mincha Maariv, it becomes a Mokum Tefillah, and now you can go ahead and light Neros Chanukah. Rav Soloveitchik had a very fascinating discussion. A number of times I heard him discuss this matter. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when did I light in the shul? The minig is to light between Mincha and Maariv. And Matzei Shabbos is a fascinating question. They also light in shul. We just mentioned that you light first, you make Abdullah, and then you light Neros Chanukah. We said there's a chiluk between a Beis HaKnesses and a shul. But let's say we're lighting Neros Chanukah, and at home, again, we're trying to delay Afuke Yom Ha'Odif. We're trying to delay the departure of Shabbos. That's another reason why I should go ahead and, in effect, delay Abdullah to the extent that I possibly can. But I'm only lighting Neros Chanukah. Whatever the case is, however you pass it, as I said, David Kamar Avad, David Kamar Avad. So now the question is, when do I light the Neros Chanukah in Shul on Motzei Shabbos? So this is an entire literature among the Gedolei Achronim. Do I light it after Uvol Hatzion, after Kaddish Uvol Hatzion? Can I go beyond that? As long as I didn't say Abdullah in Shul. I think they have a minhag of saying Abdullah in Shul in Chutz La'aretz, if I'm not mistaken. So if I didn't say Abdullah, can I light it then? Can I light it before we eat Tanakh? After we eat Tanakh? What a tumult in the Achrenim. Take a look over there and all the Achrenim discuss it. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, what is the issue? Everything has to have a svara. Everything has to have a foundation. The issue is, at what point are they still called the Tzibur? Because the minhag is to light when the Tzibur gathered for the purpose of Tfilah. Tzibur sheiskansu l'tzorchei ha-tfilah. They are mechuyev in this minhag of Beis HaKnesses to light between Mincha and Maariv. But Ulam Smachot is not a Tzibur sheiskansu l'tfilah. It's just a Arai thing. And all the other events, someone just told me today, they're having a birthday party on Chanukah. And therefore, they're going to go ahead at the birthday party and light Neros Chanukah. I said, Al Smach Ma. They told me because it's a birthday party, it's a Simcha. And therefore, there's a basis to go ahead and light Neros Chanukah. I didn't think so. I told him it's a chashah bebrachah batalom. I would not do so. So what should I do? I said, if you want, you could sing Mo's Tur. Sing it three different nigunim, however you like. That would be a beautiful thing. But again, the issue is, at what point is it called the tzibur? So some say the tzibur is only after or before Kaddish Sholem. Some say after Kaddish Sholem, before Aleinu, after Aleinu, before V'yitah Lecha, after V'yitah Lecha. Where did Rabbi Soloveitchik get such an idea? He got it from a sugya Melachas of Barabasa. The Gemara discusses there the last eight psukim of the Torah, obviously were not written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It describes the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a big machlokes among the Rishonim why these eight psukim are different. The Rambam paskins, these eight psukim don't need a minyan. That's where they are different. There are different other pshatim, Tesim, Barabasa, Menachas present different explanations. It's a very beautiful sugya. So the Rabbi asks on that Rambam, means till that point you had a minyan. Now there's no minyan. Vatzibur, Lehechon Nelmu, where'd they go? Well, they just disappear for the last eight psukim? There's a minyan for the entire Kriyas HaTorah, and now suddenly they disappear. So as Soloveitchik said, the same language of the Rabbi can be applied over here as well. Why must it be between Mincha and Ma'ariv? Because it's a tzibur shehiskansu l'tzorchi hatfilah. And then at one point, hatzibur neilmu, they disappear. So now the question, when do they disappear? When is the chaloshen tzibur poka? That's how we understood the whole issue. Before Aleinu, after Aleinu, before Kaddish, after Kaddish, after Balatzim, before Balatzim, before Vitalacha, after Vitalacha. That's the entire discussion. So it has to be a tzibur shehiskansu l'tzorchi tfilah. And that's called the Maisa Adloka. The Chazal Mesaki that didn't pursue Medisa. So going back to the issue that was raised, namely the Chotzer, the Chanaya, the cul-de-sac, whatever it may be, the park, I thought my own detail was, if you want to light Neros Chanukah, you can, but you should do it without a bracha. I would not make a bracha in those circumstances. And this is what I told a number of people, and quickly, there was a lot of back and forth with me during the entire day today on this issue. And someone was able to find a psak in the name of Hagoyim, Abchaim Kineski Shlita Moran Sarah Tera, that he suggested they should light Neros Chanukah, try to find a makom they could do it in, and it has to be, as we know, in a certain part of the Mesakneses. Herotza Sheach Kim Yadrim, the Gemara says, but he indicated simply that one should light. However, one of the issues I raised with this question is also another issue. You have sometimes chateros. Matter of fact, they send me pictures of everything today, Baruch Hashem. Literally, everything can be seen. Everything is mitu'ad miyad. And right away, they send you a picture of it, and you know exactly what's happening. Not completely. Usually, people send me pictures of mezuzahs, and unless I see it, I can't really tell what's going on. But whatever the case is, they show me pictures. And I saw now that in these chateros mamish remind me of Masechas Erevin very much. They're literally, there are every X number of meters, there are houses that go out into this chotzer, probably leads to a mavri, mamish, exactly what Chazal described in Masechas Erevin. And now they're also going to be lighting outside. So how are you going to be able to recognize the Ner Bes HaKnesses in the, shall we say, myriad number of menorahs that are being lit? The only area where it doesn't apply is in the park, because obviously no one is lighting in the park as far as I know, unless you belong to a certain group of people who feel that there's an obligation for Sumenisa to be mefarsim in municipalities and in parks, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. They just sometimes do things that are not completely in sync with Rav HaPoskim. But whatever the case is, here there is no heker, and the Ner Bes HaKnesses requires some sort of a heker. Now, the other raya that is brought by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I also thought of as well. Since we are saying Magid Avos Bidvaro on Friday night, and that can only be said in a makom which has now become a minyan kavua. But I said there's a chilah between a minyan kavua and a Bes HaKnesses. I don't think these cul-de-sacs or chatzeros or the Komod Chanaya or the park have a dinner of a Bes HaKnesses. Anyway, I told the people, and of course they argue with me, so then I asked them, why did you ask me? But whatever the case is, they all asked me this question in halacha, and this is what I told them. My netiyah is that if they want to lie, they can lie without a bracha. I don't think they should lie with a bracha. But then they showed me, mamish, right before the shir, going to Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that he apparently indicated there is a basis for lighting. So obviously, like many other issues, this issue also, nara upashte. There are minhagim shonim in Klal Yisrael. the main things that all of us should be zocher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a freilich Chanukah, and we should be zocher la'ayhudim ha'isa'ayra v'simcha v'sasim v'ikar ken t'yalonu, k'mosha asa nisim oz, ken yasa nisim aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, amen v'yomeh.